Ecclesiastes chapter 1. These are the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What profit does a man have out of all of his labor that he takes under the sun? What generation passes away? Another generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun also rises up, and the sun goes down, and hastens back to the place where it had risen from. The wind goes towards the south, and turns around to the north, and it whirls around continually, and then the wind returns again according to its circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, and yet the sea is not full. To the place from where the rivers have come, to there they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with its ability to hear. The thing that has been, it is that which will be. That which has done is that which will be done. There is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It's already been of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither will there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those who will come after. I, the preacher, I was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail has our Elohim given to the sons of man to be exercised with. And I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and I see all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is lacking cannot be numbered. Now I communed within mine own heart, saying, look, I am come to a great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yes, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge, and I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. And I perceive that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. End of chapter.